USA News, I'm Lance Pry. A House subcommittee will hold a hearing this morning examining how the Biden administration planned for the 2021 withdrawal from Afghanistan. The House Foreign Affairs Subcommittee on Oversight and Accountability will look at the military pullout, including the chaotic evacuation through the Kabul airport that cost 13 American soldiers their lives. Scheduled witnesses include retired Army Colonel Seth Kremrich, former Chief of Staff with Special Operations Command Central. The Department of Justice is filing paperwork asking a judge to order Texas Governor Greg Abbott to have the floating barrier in the Rio Grande removed. DOJ attorneys asked the court to order the barrier removed along with anything used to anchor it. They also asked the state of Texas to not install any future barriers while the case is pending. Earlier this week, the DOJ sued the state of Texas over the floating barrier. Abbott put the water barrier in after claiming the Biden administration has failed to secure the border. More injuries are being reported after yesterday morning's crane collapse in Manhattan, New York. Nearly a dozen people, including two firefighters and some workers at the site, were injured, too seriously. Roughly 16 tons of concrete were on the crane more than 40 stories up when the crane's engine caught fire. The arm of the crane hit the building across the street, then part of the arm and the concrete fell to the ground. The New York Daily News is reporting that hydraulic fluid leaked onto a heated plate on the engine, sparking the fire. Singer Sinead O'Connor is dead at the age of 56. O'Connor's family confirmed her passing in a statement to Irish media, saying they are devastated. The date and cause was not announced. Irish President Michael Higgins praised O'Connor's authenticity as well as her beautiful, unique voice. USA News.
I can't wait for what's next. Even with higher stroke risk due to atrial fibrillation, an irregular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem, Eliquis, the Apixaban tablets, reduces stroke risk. It's the number one cardiologist-prescribed blood thinner.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without talking to your doctor, as this may increase your risk of stroke. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or have antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or unusual bruising, or if you have tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. It may increase your bleeding risk if you take medicines such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Hunter Biden has pleaded not guilty to federal tax charges after a judge rejected her proposed plea deal. Prosecutors and defense lawyers tried to put together a revised plan deal after a disagreement over the original. The original plea deal appeared to fall apart after the judge asked prosecutors if it provided immunity for any future charges related to Hunter Biden's business dealings. After the prosecutor said no, it did not, defense attorney said there was no deal. A global organization is calling for a worldwide ban on cell phones in schools.
A report from the United Nations is warning against excessive smartphone use in schools by calling for a global ban. UNESCO, the UN's Education, Science, and Culture Agency, said evidence shows that excessive use of smartphones is linked to worse performance in school. It also said a high screen time has negative effects on children's emotional stability. UNESCO said its urge for a smartphone ban is a message that technology should work for people, not the other way around. I'm John Schaefer.
Three U.S. Marines died from carbon monoxide poisoning at a North Carolina gas station last weekend.
It's what authorities are saying. Since autopsies were performed Wednesday, the bodies were discovered in a car at that gas station in Hampstead, maybe 60 miles or so from their military training station. No drugs were found in the vehicle. An investigation is ongoing. The ages of the Marines ranged from 19 to 23. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Newsmax TV. Everyone is watching it now. President Trump says he loves it. And more than 30 million Americans tune into Newsmax TV. With great shows and analysts like Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, and a lot more. Every night you can watch Newsmax's number one show, Greg Kelly Reports. Greg Kelly and Newsmax are unafraid to tell the truth about the election, how big tech is censoring you, and Joe Biden's dangerous plans. You